Blog Talk Radio.
Now y'all can go ride the little bikes and horsey on the patio if you want to. But you can tell we have 14 minutes still here. Some friends you gain, some you lose. Be careful, go ahead.
I found out that there are many
You were born in Louisiana, what I call that the crawfish. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you were going in and out. Can you repeat that?
I'm saying, as I did my research, I found out that you were born in Louisiana, and I call that the crawfish state.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, actually I was.
Is that information correct?
Yes, that's correct. Actually, I was born in New Orleans. Actually, my birthplace was New Orleans, and my first house in New Orleans was actually in the Lower Ninth Ward. And I'm sure a lot of people are familiar now with the Lower Ninth Ward because of what happened with Hurricane Katrina. So, yes, I have a lot to share about that.
Yes. Mr. DeSette, what was it like growing in
Well, it was actually wonderful growing up in New Orleans. I had a lot of family support. Well, first, let me just say this. I want to, again, go back and thank you for giving me this opportunity to share some information that we've already initially talked about. But also, I want to thank all of my family and friends that have logged on and had the opportunity to get on and just support me. But now, moving into the growing up in New Orleans, it was wonderful. I had a lot of family support. I was one of the kids that I couldn't get away with anything because if I'd get something that was bad or did something that wasn't so nice, I would not only get in trouble from my mom's house, but I would get in trouble from the neighbor's house, the neighbor's house, my aunts, my uncles. So I just didn't have I had a really good structure. As you say, I had a complete village that helped raise me. So I'm very excited about that. It was wonderful.
You know, Stanley, you just shared my story because I was sharing the same information this past Sunday when I was privileged to be guest on the Fan Club International show. And he asked me if there was any experience from my childhood that still impacts my life till this day. And the one thing I pulled out without hesitation was the fact that it took a village to raise me. And I'm excited that you affirmed that this morning because the value and moral that you embrace so highly in your life is because of those humble beginnings and investment of family members and community leaders in your life.
That's correct. That is correct. In fact, Daphne, I have a aunt that's on the line right now at Xavier University that when I called and let her, you know, just share that we were going to have an opportunity to share with you this morning on your show, that she got so excited that not only do we have some people on from Xavier University, but we also have some people on from Dillard University. So I'm very excited, you know, just to show the family support. My dad was at work, and he said he was going to call in. So, you know, the family is very important to me. I have my wife, obviously, she's online listening and, you know, love you, sweetheart. And, you know, it's just wonderful. The family support is just definitely, definitely there.
Well, I got to tell you, man, the brother is hot because it's the first time that I have all six lines on my show lit up. So I am going to go to those people in a minute, but I want to give you an opportunity to just introduce yourself officially to the listeners. I mean, family, they know you and love you dear. But for all those people across the globe that's listening this morning, when we are finished, besides being an expert in the entrepreneurship arena, who is Stanley Doucette?
Well, Stanley Doucette is a very humbled person. I was humbled continuously because I was not one that was born with a silver or gold or oil spoon in my mouth. I was gracious to have, obviously, like we said, family. But growing up in New Orleans, we didn't always have everything we wanted, but we had everything we needed. So I was excited about that. But growing up in New Orleans, I grew up, got education at a wonderful high school, went on, got two degrees at Southern, one at Delgado Community College, and then went on to Southern University and got my bachelor's in psychology, and then worked at the Louisiana State Capitol and actually the Speaker of the House office, and that's a whole nother story, but went through there, and then I went on to the police department where, bar none, actually the police department was the best job-wise that I've ever had. It taught and showed me so much, things that I would have never, ever seen. But then I realized my hunger was bigger than just a normal paycheck that I was getting from the police department. So I went out and ventured out, and I stepped out into Atlanta, and then that's where I began my entrepreneurship, beginning all of the different things and businesses that I got involved in, and I've been excited ever since.
Amazing, amazing. I want to just take a couple minutes and to welcome all the wonderful people in the chat room, and you are going to be happy to hear about one of my other special men who is in the chat room, so I'll let you know who that is in a minute. But I want to welcome guest number 270, guest 282, guest 283, guest 298, and guest 311. And I want to give a hearty West Indian welcome to none other than Dr. Sam Oram. And it's just a pleasure to have each and every one of you here joining and supporting Stanley. And Stanley, I want to go to there's one person on the phone, and the last four digits of the area code is of the telephone number is 6650, and I'm going to bring that person on. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm so extremely excited. I had no idea I would be the first person that would be blessed to give my kudos to Mr. Stanley Doucette. So good morning to you, lady, as well.
Good morning. Good morning. And I know it is still early in
the
show. However, I know you're here because you probably have a question or a remark for Mr. Doucette. And I know although he has not gotten into his material yet, is there anything you would like to say to the lovely gentleman?
Well, I'd like to just say he is truly a lovely gentleman, and I'm truly blessed to let him know that I've been privileged and pleasure to have met him in the business opportunity that he will share with you. So without further ado, I'm going to give it back to him and just let him know I'm totally surprised that I was even asked to be one of the first callers. So let me give it back to Mr. Doucette, okay?
Okay, so and I'm going to ask you, let this not be your first time. I would love for you to go back and listen afterwards, and I also would like for you to mark the show favorite so you too can become a friend and a member of the A New Day show.
Most definitely, ma'am. It's a pleasure, and I definitely will do that.
Yes. Okay. So we mentioned about you being a police officer.
Yes, ma'am.
And it taught you some valuable lessons. And I also think it is safe to say it has also helped to mold you into the person that you are today.
That's correct.
You know, because we know that people in the military or any law enforcement officer, it's a career that requires intense discipline and structure.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things in the police world that that a lot of people don't understand, that the men and women of uniform, whether it's military or whether it's police officers, they are very disciplined at what they do. Now, obviously, everybody understands that you may have some people that's inside of those uniforms that may be tainted or bad, and that's very, very, very few. But for the majority of the men and women serving in uniform, whether it's military or police officers, they're very disciplined, and they really have a heart for helping and saving people on a day-to-day basis. People don't realize how much they really care about making sure their individual communities or the country is taken care of overall. And it's on a day-to-day basis that they take care of us every single day.
You know, Stanley, that's a very powerful statement you just made, because too often we get overshadowed by the few corrupt ones, and then we put everyone in the same group, and we said those people and those this and those that, instead of isolating the ones that really did that act that wasn't right and still applaud and give accolade to the others. So I thank you for reminding us about that. Let us, at what age did you enter the police academy?
When I went to the academy, I was actually 24.
Right.
I was 24 when I went to the police academy, and
mm-hmm.
I still was a babe. Now, obviously, you couldn't have told me I was a baby at that particular time. You know, I was 24. I was a man. I had went to school. I graduated, and hey, I'm doing my career. I was a man. But
right.
little did I know I had so much to learn. I had
exactly.
so much to learn. A lot of people don't understand on there are different – unfortunately, there are different classes of people that's out there. You have the rich, you have the poor, the middle class, you have in between those. So there's a lot of different classes on. One time you can get called to someone's house that have 5 acres of land, big house, and you can go into their house and it's marble floors and it's great. And then the very next call, you can be in the middle of the project, a crack-infested house.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have the mindset and the capability, and I'll go into mindset later, but you
mm-hmm.
have to have the mindset and the capacity to handle and have the compassion
mm-hmm.
to deal with each person accordingly.
Yes, because, you know, Stanley, you said something now about being a man. And you know something, one of the messages that I continually send out to young people, young adults, and even some adults, I say your age does not give you maturity, but your action.
Yes.
Because you can have a teenager who is acting more responsible or more mature than a 35-year-old, quote-unquote, adult.
That's correct.
So it goes, your chronological age has nothing to do with maturity, at least in my mindset. You have to show me that you are mature instead of telling me I'm such and such an age and that's what made me mature. But, you know, that's a show for another time.
Right.
Now, let us move swiftly into the task at hand. And that task is entrepreneurship.
Okay.
If I ask you to define that word, how would you define that word?
I would define it as a person who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or an enterprise. That, I mean, that's just the basic definition. Because a person as an entrepreneur, he is going to be in the beginning, he'll be the secretary, he'll be the janitor, he'll be the person that writes the business plan, he'll be the person that talks to the bankers, talk to friends and family, become the customer support, customer reps, customer relations, the whole conglomerate. He assumes everything at that very moment he starts his business as an entrepreneur.
Hey, Stanley.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, you just end your show with me, man, because you keep saying that H-E word. What happened to all the sisters out there?
I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Hey,
we have some
on.
Sisters out there, and believe me, I understand you. You
anyway.
Wonderful sisters are out there are doing things. I'm sorry, I just kind of come back to myself. But
I know you're just prejudiced to us, but guess what? We still love you, and we pray for your blessings anyhow. But you know something?
Yes.
If I would remove the rest of the dialogue that you just gave in the definition and just leave one word, risk,
uh-huh.
that's it. And what an amazing definition. Because a lot of people enter the world of entrepreneurship expecting microwave results.
That's correct.
They wake up one morning and they decide, I'm going to become an entrepreneur. Bam, I'm going to push the popcorn button. And bam, I'm going to become a millionaire.
That's
because
right.
they used to work the jobs where they couldn't have weekends off to spend
mm-hmm.
with their families. They had to work on the holidays. They miss all the kids' recital and all the games and everything because they had to work. And now They become an entrepreneur, and they want to take all the time off. They don't want to focus on building the relationships that will help them to be successful. And all of a sudden, the end of the month comes around, and there's no money to pay the bills. And all of a sudden, they throw in the towel without saying, I did not plan properly, and I didn't do what it takes to grow, advance, and sustain my well-being.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. Now, you know, you're talking about growing, sustaining, and advancing. But if you go even before that, what you said, something that was key, going into your plan. A lot of people don't even have a plan. Forget, let's for 1 second, let's just forget about entrepreneur. Just a plan for their life. You know, what are the men and women out here doing to plan their life? Most people are just going along. We're just going along. Whatever people say, okay, we're just going along. We're just going along. You know, we're just stuck in this place of familiar. Can we move out of familiar and begin to push the outer limits of what's inside of us to become better? A lot of people don't want to do that because now you're getting to a place where it's not familiar, and then because it's not familiar, we're a little nervous, or we're a little scared, or we have some fear. But the way most people define fear is false expectations appearing to be real. It's false. Move out into who you really are. Let what's inside of you come out, and you'll become better as a person, as an overall unit, as a community, as a state, as a country. But unfortunately, most people are just happy to stay within themselves and stay in that particular place. And we can't do that. We have to now move up.
Yes, you are so correct, because you are just speaking of one of my passions. As you know, I am such an avid advocate for in pursuit of purpose, because we all have a purpose. God created us for a purpose. And people get burnt out and people give up because they keep chasing their tails. They're running after their shadows, and they do not understand about what purpose and calling is. And you mentioned just now about being alone. I think you are alone. But if you are focusing on the true understanding of your spirituality,
yes,
and the role that God play in your life, you know you are not alone.
That's correct.
Because he's there, and because he creates us all for a purpose, once we are lined up, then we become fearless.
Absolutely.
Because we know, hey, it's not about me, but it's about me implementing what Father created me to do. And because of that, you step out boldly,
mm-hmm,
knowing that I'm about Father's business and ain't nobody stopping me now.
That's correct.
So with that being said, what role does spirituality play in your life, if it does at all?
It plays a huge role, but let me just make a comment real quick. Most of the time when I end presentations or I end interviews or shows or whatever I'm doing, most of the time what I would always end with is this: how many people's blessings are attached to you? If you fail, then how many people behind you fail? There are people that are literally waiting for us to become the person that we are supposed to become.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For generations to come. Now, going into the spirituality part, it's a big place in who I am, I believe in God. I'm a Christian. All of those wonderful, wonderful things. But more importantly, I like to operate on a spiritual level,
mm-hmm,
and not on a religious level, because
exactly,
that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
mm-hmm
difference. When you're talking about moving into a spiritual dimension, that's strictly dealing with God himself. That's
exactly
not talking about dealing with what a particular denomination or church
mm-hmm
is going to say. We're talking about dealing strictly with a spiritual perspective. and seeing the spiritual side of everything that is going to make it become relevant in our natural life.
That's right. That's right. Stanley, I'm going back and forth from our conversation to the chat room and to the switchboard. And seeing that we have seven people in the switchboard, at this time I'm going to move to caller. Your last four digits are 8660. Good morning, and you're live on the A New Day show. Hello, good morning. Good morning, caller. Caller number 8660 is your last digit. All right, I'll move to the next person. Maybe that person is just listening. Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 4395. Good morning. You're live on the A New Day show. All right, I guess they're just listening.
They may be also on mute.
Okay, so then I'll go back later on. Caller, good morning. Your first three digits are 817.
What did they do?
Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. All right. Caller, your last four digits are 7025. You're live on the A New Day show. Do you have a comment for Mr. Doucette? All right. I guess you have some people who are not speaking. They're just listening, and that's all right, too. Good morning, caller. Caller, your last four digits are 6641. You are live on the A New Day show. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. So we have no comments there. So we will go back into our conversation, and we will continue the dialogue, and hopefully we will get some answers, some questions later on.
Absolutely.
Now, what is your mindset pertaining to entrepreneur? Because for you to leave the police force, or
okay, I was calling you to give you a number.
I have to ask the people to mute, all right, so I can probably mute them. For you to leave the police force and come into entrepreneurship, you know, I'm sure you get that like I do. People say, oh, how can you be an entrepreneur? Don't you want a job with real benefits?
Absolutely.
So, I don't know if you get that, and I know people always say the men and women in uniform, they have great benefits. So if you leave that great benefit and opportunity to enter entrepreneur, you had to enter it with a magnificent mindset. Let's talk about that, please.
Yeah, let's get into the whole mindset thing. First of all, a mindset is just your state, where you are, and unfortunately, and start on this side in the beginning, most people's mindset are just what was taught to them from an industrial age. And what I mean by that is in the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, the 70s, that was kind of like the industrial age, the 80s, kind of industrial age, you know, with the automobile industries and different places where they were doing industrial stuff. It was good. That was the age. That was the time. And we were raised on that. You know, I have a good friend of mine that look at Amazon Andy and some of the other older shows that they look at. But that was the mindset. You know, if we look at different shows on those ages, what happened was it was always around centered around family. And, you know, it was kind of simple living. We didn't have all of the technology that we have today. And it was kind of simple. So, you know, we sat around the table on Sundays and ate, and we sat down during the week and ate and waited for mom and dad to come home, and we all sat together as a family. Well, what happened in that age, they were only teaching us what they knew. What happened, there was a transfer that happened in 2000 and went from the industrial age to the information age. And now everything has become high tech. For example, our show today, Daphne, is because of technology.
That's right.
And inside of that, our mindset had to shift. Unfortunately, people are still holding on to the industrial age, not realizing that we have to embrace technology and where we're going. So my mindset from the police department going into entrepreneurship was this. One, I had a plan that we talked about. I had a plan in saying, hey, if I want to make X amount of dollars and I look at the highest law enforcement at that particular time, he wasn't even close to making the amount of money that I personally wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do something radical. I had to do something that was different. And I had to, you know, develop and change my mindset to get into that. So once I was introduced into entrepreneurship and realized several different things, how I can get my time back, how money can play a part of it, how I can do different things to impact and empower people for generations to come, I was excited about that. But it started with my mindset saying, I don't care what anybody else say. I have a plan. I'm going to stick to my plan, and I'm going to go through with my plan to be successful in what my and what I deem to be successful in my life. So it didn't matter about benefits. It didn't matter about a stable job. I wanted to go out and go get it. And the thing today, we go back to this again, as an entrepreneur, you have to have a mindset saying, I'm going to go get it. I have to go get it. How I'm going to grow my business, how I'm going to advance it, how I'm going to sustain it, one of the things is your mindset. You have to go get it. You know, you have to grow your business with your mindset. You have to continue to look forward, continue to do the things that other people are not doing. You got to stay up at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning when everyone else is sleeping. You got to get up at 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning when everyone else is still asleep. You got to be willing to do the things that no one else is willing to do to get the results that no one else will get.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I tell people that all entrepreneurs are rhinoceros. We have tunnel visions. We don't see obstructions. We just forge forward for whatever we want. And, you know, I know that you will support me in this statement that entrepreneurship is not for everybody.
It's not.
You know, some people got to continue working their job because they do not have the durability for entrepreneurship.
That's right.
You know? So
that's right, because it's hard out here. Sharks are out here in the entrepreneurial world. They will cut you in a minute. They
That's
are
right.
not worried about your well-being.
That's
they don't
right.
care.
That's
All
right.
they want to do is go get it. Unfortunately, that's the way it is.
That's
but
right.
if you are true about it, Daphne, the way you are true about your show, the way you've grown your show, the way you've grown your personal business, the way you began to networking, you could not worry about what other people were trying to say against you or about you or try to cut you down. You had to continue to move forward.
That's
and that's
right.
how now you have a successful show. That's how now your show is constantly gaining more and more momentum, how you're constantly gaining more and more people listening to your show. Like you said today, for the first time ever, you had all of your lines lit up. That's wonderful.
That's right.
I just think it's because of what you have put in place. But
mm-hmm.
as an entrepreneur, you didn't worry about what someone else said. You said, I got to go get it.
I got to go do it because you know something? I have a legacy to create. And I tell people I'm not participating in the recession.
That's right.
You can have my share if you want because I really don't want it. Because this is the time for me to build momentum, for me to diversify what I am about.
Right.
So that when all this comes to an end, I'm going to be part of the success stories. So you got to make a decision to modify who you are, what you do, in order to get the result that you want.
That's right.
Stanley.
Yes, ma'am.
For the people who are listening,
mm-hmm.
if you would give them a checklist for entering into entrepreneurship,
mm-hmm.
what would that checklist entail?
First of all, one, you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan yourself. And in that plan, you have to know what you want to do. You have to know your personality. You have to know what you like to do. You can't say, I'm going to be an entrepreneur and say, I like TVs, but go into a computer. You have to do what you like to do. So one is have a plan. Two, know what your personality is and what you're going to be willing to do and what you're willing not to do. Then you have to put your plan in motion. Regardless of what, as we say, what anybody else say, you have to put your plan in motion. You have to begin to work your plan. Don't let your plan work you. You have to work your plan. And then after you work your plan, you have to get information about what you're doing. Then comprehend all of it. So when you getting all of those things together, the information and comprehension and working your plan and putting your plan together, then you begin to move out into it. Then you can begin to get into growing your business, you know, growing basically thinking beyond where you are, not staying in the same place, going into advancing it. Then as we're advancing it, we're talking about, and Daphne, we're very good at this, networking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, we're going to be going into that later on.
Yeah, but you know,
that's
we
who we are, and that's how you and I met.
Absolutely. And then, you know, sustaining, continue to do what you say you're going to do long after your feelings have diminished.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be determined. You have to be disciplined. So those are just some of the things on the checklist that you have to do going into an entrepreneurship. But
mm-hmm.
make sure one of the biggest things is having a plan, knowing what the end is. Knowing what your end result will be. And my mentor always told me this. Know what your end will be first and then work backwards.
Exactly. Exactly. Because that's how Father God created us.
Yeah.
He had the problem already. He knew what the problem was. And after he had that problem, he said, oh, man, that one is for Daphne or that one is for Stanley. And what he did? He allowed our parents to get together and had that egg fertilized, and bam, here we come to solve that problem.
That's
and
right.
We need to approach entrepreneurship the same way with the end in mind. So
absolutely.
That was amazing, and I'm sure this is one episode that people will have to go back to and listen and listen and listen and share it with their friends and neighbors. Let me go into the chat room to see. Let me go to the phones to see if we have any questions from any of the people on the switchboard.
Okay.
Paula, your last four digits are 6650. Good morning and welcome to the A New Day Show. Do you have a question for Mr. Doucette? State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay. Well, I've actually been on previously. My name is Samira Akbar, and I'm in Atlanta,
okay.
Georgia. So I'm going to pass it to someone
yes,
else,
I'm
okay?
Sorry.
That's not a problem.
I got you on already.
Okay.
Paula, good morning. Your number is 8660. You're live on the New Day Show. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? I guess they're quiet. They don't want to say anything. I'm still giving them an opportunity. Caller, your first three digits are 504. Good morning. State your name and where you're calling from, please. All right. We're moving on, moving right on down the numbers here. We want to give everyone an opportunity. So we don't want to have them just hanging out there. Caller, your first three digits are 817. You're live on the New Day Show. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from, please? Oh, I guess next time we have to give them some talking tea before they come on, Stanley.
Yeah.
Caller,
yeah.
Hi,
good morning.
Hi, Tanika.
Good morning. Caller, your number is 7025. You're live on their New Day show. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? All right. So let me see if we have any questions in the... All right, we do not have any questions in the chat room either.
Okay.
So, all right, we still love you guys for coming on and for listening and for supporting my dear friend. And thank you for that amazing checklist because, okay, we have somebody that wants to say something here. So let me get... Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 9407. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Linda. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And first of all, I want to commend Brother Stanley Doucette for a good job in sharing the information he shared.
I can hardly hear you.
I would like to know more. My question for him today is I would like to know more about Media Monarch and how did he get started in history.
You would like to know more about Media Monarch and how they got started?
Yes.
Is that your question?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Mr. Doucette, would you like to take that question, please?
Yes, actually, I will. And thank you, ma'am. I didn't catch the name of who exactly was that that called in, but thank you. All I heard was Atlanta. But
yes, I didn't hear her too well either.
Yeah, but Media Monarch was conceived by our principal owner back about 3.5 years ago. And how we actually started out with it was simple. It was very, very simple. You guys remember when Apple first came out with iTunes? And everybody was doing downloads. You remember that, right, Daphne?
Yes, yes.
And one of the things that people didn't realize was Apple was doing about $1 billion a day in downloads. And we just figured if we can just get a piece of that, not all of it, we're not looking for 50%, but if we could have just got a piece of that, if we just could have got 1% of that, we would have been okay. A day, we would have been doing okay. So we began just doing some research and began to start understanding what exactly it is that Apple was doing with the downloads and where, again, here it goes back to the information and research, Daphne, what everyone else was doing and where technology was taking us. So as we began to do the research and obtain information and do backgrounds and everything, we realized that it wasn't just going to be digital downloads, but it was going to be so many other things where the world was moving. Now, that's how we began to get it. So we started, and where we go as a digital download community, but what happened was we started capitalizing on digital media. Not just in downloads. We were talking about music, television, games, audiobooks, ringtones, movies, independent artists, mainstream artists. We just began understanding that if we can set up a wonderful distribution center for all of these entities to come into play and help it be a one-stop shop, we will begin to grow in tremendous, tremendous ways. And that's how we began to doing it, and that's where we started. And I hope I answered your question, but that's where we started going, and that's where we are today.
Yes. So would you enhance a little? I just want to put an addition to the question she asked. How can we, the general public, individual homeowners, benefit from the products our services of Media Monarch?
Well, that is very, very simple. One thing is this. Daphne, what we're doing is put as what we call a one-stop shop, basically. So you wouldn't have to go to different social medias to get different information. We have everything under our own umbrella, under Media Monarch. We're going to have where you can do upload your videos, download your videos, upload music, download music, upload, for example, independent artists. It could be a pastor sermon. It could be comedians. It could be music, musicians, filmmakers, on and on and on. We're going to put it into a one-stop shop. And there, what you can take advantage of is simply this. You'll be able to go there and download whatever you want to download, whether it's an audio book or whether it's music, whether it's comedic material or whether it's a pastor's sermon. You'll be able to download all of that at one place. Plus, Daphne, this is where the part gets real exciting for me. We're also going to give everybody an opportunity to begin to make money with Media Monarch.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
So you all got to come back and talk about that.
Yes, ma'am, we
you
will.
You know, because that alone in itself, if Apple is making so much, then, hey, Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see through that this is a great opportunity.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. And what I'll do at the later on, I'll give my email address for all of those that are interested in, you know, finding out more about what we're doing. But we're going to make something special happen. Again, it goes back to we're going to impact the world in a positive way.
Amazing, 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 amazing. You know what excites me about all of this?
Yes, ma'am.
And I hope people are my listeners who are non-African-American don't get offended by what I'm going to say. But I'm excited to know that this company is owned by two African-American brothers.
Yes, ma'am.
So you all are a role model and an example for young men. Because too often people go by the labels that say, oh, those people, and they're mentioning to African-American and Hispanics, they are good for nothing and they don't accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling them, do your research and see that there are many throughout this country that are doing great things.
Absolutely.
And this is why I'm happy that I have this platform now that I can showcase all the experts in this area, and I pray that people share these episodes with their children and let them know that you can be and do anything that you want to be. I have another caller who wants to say something. And I'm going to get to that caller right now. You might wonder, you know, where the time goes. We only have an hour and 12 minutes. So aren't you excited, Stanley, that we have 2 hours for the show?
Yes, ma'am. I'm very
excited. Caller, your last four digits are 0075. Would you please state your name, where you're calling from, and then your question for Mr. Doucette, please.
My name is Dr. Trillian Kason of Atlanta, Georgia, Chief Executive Officer of Blue Chip Financial.
Good morning. What did you say your name was, Doctor?
Dr. Trillian Kason.
Dr. Trillian Kason.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thank you.
And what is your question, please?
Stanley, congratulations as a successful entrepreneur and as your position as Executive Vice President of Media Monarch.
Thank you. Thank you.
My question is, what effects has the current economy had on your business in terms of its ability to raise capital? And do you think that those effects are industry specific?
And what was the second part?
Do you think that those effects, as far as the economy, are industry specific?
Oh, well, let me take the last part on. No, I don't think it's industry-specific. Overall, Dr. Kason, overall, the industry right now and all industries are hard to obtain money, but it's not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it this way. Money is not flowing freely before everything got regulated.
Mm-hmm.
Before everything got regulated, and as you know, it was very easy to pick up the phone, call a couple of investors, hey, we'll throw money at the project. Whether it was a good project or not, they didn't care. Banks were throwing money, all kind of ways, just throwing money, slapping the wall with money. But now, after the market crash, went into a recession, let me be politically correct, went into a recession, what happened was everybody tightened their belts, and all industries now have to make sure that their business plan is the way it's supposed to be, that they have a legitimate plan, and it's a legitimate business. It's not people that are just throwing money and then file bankruptcy and say, hey, I don't know what happened, and go about your business. But it's not. Now, specific to Media Monarch, as you say, yes, I mean, everyone in some capacity had to readjust business plans because of the current state of our economy. All of us had to readjust or adjust our business plans according to the economy, because before, as we say, we had free-flowing money. Now, because everything is so strict and stringent, you have to make sure that you have all your I's dotted and all your T's crossed, because now when you go to a bank or to an investor or someone in that private investors or equity funds or whatever, you have to make sure that everything was proper, in place, and secure. So now when you go to them, it's a no-brainer. But I don't want anybody out there to ever think that we can't get money. Yes, we can get money, but we can't just give them anything. We have to make sure that we give them the proper information and having everything registered and trademarked and on and on and on to make sure that we can secure those funding.
Stanley.
Yes.
I want to ask, in addition to Dr. Kason, if I'm pronouncing her name right, question, wouldn't you say, even in these challenging times, as people label them, our, the right relationships that we embrace helps us to get through to some of these finances?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know we didn't talk about it yet, but Dr. Kason, for example, and obviously want to have a wonderful relationship and conversation with her, but because of our networking ability and our relationship and growing our network, begins to understand what your net worth will be.
That's right.
I agree.
So because of how powerful Dr. Kason is, because of how powerful you are, Daphne, because of what we're doing with Media Monarch, our network will grow our net worth.
That's right. That's right.
See, because the relationships, everything is about a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just be clear. And I should take the words like the president said. Let me just be clear.
That's right.
Everything is about our relationship and our networking ability. Now, all of us have been out there to different networking events that it's just, I don't want to be mean, but it's just a party. Let me just say that. It's just a party or a card gathering event.
Card pushing. It's not even gathering, man.
Yeah, card pushing event.
Pushing.
But when you go to a real networking function, people are not giving out business cards just to say they gave out 100 business cards. They're giving out business cards to people that they connect with.
That's
and
right,
that
and add value too.
Absolutely, that their energy line up, that we're beginning to grow value with each other, that we can see us doing business. Even if we can't do business right this second, further down the line, we may be able to do business, because we never know what's going to happen. But that's when you're networking properly.
That's right.
If you're just, as you say, Daphne, card pushing,
mm-hmm.
well, you
no.
know, you're just going to obtain a lot of paper for recycle.
Yeah. Exactly, because people have to understand that true networkers are not focusing on who is going to write the first contract. They are focusing on the immediate value that I can add to your endeavor.
That's correct.
And the end result, so long as I am adding to your, I'm adding value to your endeavor, what is going to happen at the end? You and your network will add value to my endeavor. But a lot of people are looking at it from a me perspective, and that's not what it is about. Dr. Kason, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, I want to thank you, and I look forward to connecting with you and learning about the things that you do as well. So,
and I love your show.
Thank you. Please join up so we can get connected.
Thank you.
Thank
Have
you very
day.
Much. Okay. Wonderful. I know I'm getting super excited because the calls are coming in.
Yes.
Hi.
Well,
oh, I think I got to have the people from Atlanta on every week, man. They light my switchboard up, and I'm so excited. It doesn't take a lot for me excited, but I'm super excited this morning.
Definitely. Let me point out something that you said that I want to make sure that everybody got. I want to definitely make sure everybody got, because when we're talking about entrepreneurship, and you may think you're going to be out there by yourself, but as you begin to take steps, and not to get biblical or whatever, but, you know, the steps of a good man are ordered by God.
That's
so
right.
As you
and
begin
you can
to,
get biblical on this show.
Okay. So
yes.
As you begin to take the correct steps and
mm-hmm.
as you begin to move forward,
mm-hmm.
God is going to continue to supply all of your needs.
That's right.
According
That's
to
right.
his riches and glory. So inside of all of that, as an entrepreneur, as you begin to walk forward, stop trying to be selfish.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
If you continue to be selfish, if you continue to be selfish, you will wind up by yourself.
That's right. There's no growth taking place.
None. Absolutely none. Understand something. When we are doing the show, you and I, we are sharing the best that we have.
That's right.
No holds barred. We're not holding something back so we can get a check.
That's
We're
right.
giving people and empowering people and connecting with people through this telephone and these switchboards to help them grow their business.
That's right.
Because we're not doing this out of selfish motives or irresponsibility. This
That's
is something
right.
that we are called to do. We have to
exactly.
empower people. Now, they're talking about, let me just say this. If the country is talking about getting out of this financial rut and all of those things, I hope everybody understands that this particular country was founded on entrepreneurs, small business.
Mm-hmm.
It was the mom-and-pop shops that sustained the country.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't people going to get a job. Now, I'm not against people, you know, getting jobs because,
That's
like you
right.
said in the beginning, everybody's not cut out to be an entrepreneur, which I
That's
understand.
Right.
However,
right. mm-hmm.
however, those people that are cut out, stop being selfish. Stop hoarding your information and trying to squeeze money out of everybody
mm-hmm.
that comes your way.
That's right.
Sometimes you're going to have to give something before all of a sudden the floodgates open for you.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. We have to give first.
Absolutely.
And then to get afterwards. Oh,
you know, the
I'm
Bible
just...
says your gift will make room for you.
That's
Bring
right.
a gift. Bring
That's
a
right.
gift.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, I'm telling you, for you being on this episode this morning, it's not an accident. This was a divine booking.
Absolutely.
A divine booking, because when I changed the structure of my show 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I prayed a prayer asking God. I said, God, you know where in the four corners of the world, you know where the experts are that will fill these episodes with the information my listeners need. In order to be giving a great testimony, Father, I said, they
right.
need your intervention in providing me with the people that they need to be hearing from. And I thank him for delivering this morning.
Well, absolutely.
Stanley, we are halfway mark. We have an hour and 1 minute remaining.
Okay.
I want to give you an opportunity right now.
Mm-hmm.
So please give your contact information how people can reach you.
Okay. Everybody, I hope you guys have a pen or something that you guys can write with. But you can contact me. First, let me give you my email address. That's Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, D as in David, at MediaMonarch.com. That's MediaMonarch.com. And my contact number is 800-865-6350. Again, it's 800-865-6350, and that's extension 2.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
And, oh, man, I'm getting the switchboard thing down pat. Now I know if the people are not raising their hands, they don't want to speak. So for the people in the chat room, if you want to raise your hand to speak, if you have a question, just raise your hand, and then I'll know. I'm getting this down pat. All right. So we are moving right along. And for those people who just join us, you are listening to our conversation, Mr. Stanley Doucette. And Mr. Doucette is the Executive Vice President of Media Monarch and Director of Wireless One Voice Worldwide. And he is here this morning in conversation with me about advancing, growing, advancing, and sustaining in entrepreneurship. Hey, the good news is that you can survive as an entrepreneur so long as you have your ducks lined up correctly. And that's why he's here sharing with us this morning. All right, so we are moving right along. Stanley, a lot of times you hear people talk about
Daphne. Hello. Daphne? Daphne, you there? Hello?
Mr. Doucette, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, listen, obviously we're having some technical difficulties, but why don't you continue to, you know, speak with us about Media Monarch, just so that we can get some more information in terms of, you know, where and the vision and the fact that this is, you were talking about going from corners of the world. Can we hear a little bit more about how this will affect the world?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I hope you're not the only person that can hear me. That's out there. Hello? Miss Agbor, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. That's why I'm going, and other people can't hear.
Okay, okay, great. Yes.
Yeah, you're doing a phenomenal job, and yes, we can hear you clearly. And I am very, very proud of you, and keep doing what you're doing. This is Dorothy Mercadel in New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Hey, Miss Mercadel, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How about you?
I'm well, I'm well. Well, one of the
I can tell you are.
Well, one of the things that how Media Monarch, guys, is going to affect the world, as we begin talking about those different things and giving people an opportunity to make money and all those things, what we're going to do is, as we begin to launch this thing out, as we begin to launch our business out, we're going to physically impact each family around the world. Our goal is to impact people in a positive way, not a negative. And as soon as we launch, from day one, we're going to be in three different countries. And if I get it, if I'm not mistaken, it's three different continents: America, Europe, and Asia as well. So we're beginning to launch out quickly from day one. And what it's going to do, it's going to give people an opportunity to take advantage of what we're doing business-wise and give those people an opportunity to make the money, give them an opportunity to create teams and grow teams throughout the world and get paid on them from all of their downloads every single day that they make a purchase. So we're very excited about that. We're very excited about that. Now, I don't know what's going on with the switchboard, but I'm very excited about it and what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope I answered you guys' question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have another question for you.
Yes, ma'am. In
saying all of that, how you know, we were talking about the economy and how, you know, things are really, you know, harsh right now, and the fact that the other young lady had asked a question regarding to the economy and the financial. What would you recommend to people that, you know, basically will be participating in what you all are doing anyway, but, you know, right now they might be having some hardships. Is there a way that they can seriously take a look at what we're doing to assist them, you know, to get to where you are in terms of trying something different and, you know, becoming entrepreneurial-minded and stepping out of their comfort zone? Could you talk a little bit about the steps you need to take to do that?
Well, one thing, you have to make your mind up that you want to make a change. That's the first thing. Everybody has to make their mind up that I want a change. You can't just say, hey, I want to change, but continue to do the same thing and expect different results. You have to decide to make a change. Once you make the change, as I gave my information out, my email address and the office number, that you guys can actually physically call me and I can set you up. But, yes, there are ways that we can actually help people take advantage of their entrepreneurial spirit and give them an opportunity to take a look at something that we're doing, and it may have may help them and move forward. If it's not that, then let us just help you, wherever you are, to move forward in what you want to do. We're not doing this thing out of selfish reasons. We're doing this thing to impact the world, and we are very, very serious about it. Our CEO, you know, we clown a lot and we have a lot of fun together, but he is very, very dead set serious about moving forward with the agenda of Media Monarch, and that agenda is impacting the world in a positive light. We are not playing with this. We are very, very serious. So if you are serious about taking a look at entrepreneurship, trying to figure out what is there that you can do, there are some things that you can do to get started, we have those opportunities. We have an opportunity that you can do to get started. So I would ask that you contact me on my email address or contact me on my office number, and then we can go from there. So we're very excited about that.
Another question I have for you, because the lady indicated that she was very proud of the fact that this company just happened to be, you know, created and started by a young man that you've alluded to. We'd like to hear more about the owner of this company, because I saw on a PBS about Bill Gates about a week ago, and it showed his whole story. And it's really amazing to me how people that do start and do ingenious things have a vision and a dream and an idea, and they go forth. Because who would have ever thought that Bill Gates back in the day started, you know, in a basement and got some people around him, and look what has happened, and he's retired now. So I'm really excited to know this is a black-owned company as well, but we know we don't discriminate. You know, we're looking for everyone to take a piece of this, because it's amazing to me how the music industry itself, you know, Beyonce made, I think, $82 million last year, and her husband made $83 million. That's incredible to me. So it's obviously music has some money to be made, wouldn't you agree? But just talk a little bit more about Mr. Oram and let us know, you know, the vision and the goals of this company, and also about you being the director of the wireless department. Can you tell us a little bit about that end of the business?
Yeah, I can tell you some of those things. I don't want to get too much off into our business. Still trying to make sure that, but I want to answer a lot of the questions that you guys have. One, our chief executive officer, actually pretty much on the same scope of Bill Gates, kind of started his business in the basement. If you will. It kind of started off in a basement. And what I mean by that is he started from a ground floor opportunity, a ground floor position. It was him himself. He decided to make a change in his life. Now, the interesting thing about him was he was already a neurosurgeon. He started practicing as a neurosurgeon, but decided that he wanted to also look at this entrepreneurial thing that people were calling this entrepreneurial thing. And it wasn't a popular decision, obviously, because you are entrepreneurial, but then on the same time, you're moving forward and saying, I'm going to walk away if this thing works, from a neurosurgeon, a doctor, a proven profession, to something that may or may not work. Well, in all of that, needless to say, he grew a business to some multiples of millions of dollars in a few years. And now he makes more in a couple days than most neurosurgeons make in a year. So this is the type of guy that we have leading our company as Media Monarch. On top of that, when we have conversations, he and I, we always talk about what can we do to help impact not our bottom line, not our pocket, not what we're going to have coming into our bank account, but what can we do to help the everyday average person day to day? How can we help them? If we just help somebody make an extra $1,000 a month, I want you guys to think about it. If our company can help you make an extra $1,000 a month, what could that help you with? That can help some people with their mortgage. That can help some people pay off most of their bills, monthly bills. It can help some people pay down their debt, whether it's credit card debt or onto their house, or make extra payments for their house notes so they can pay the mortgage off instead of in 30 years and 15 years and on and on and on. So we have these goals, not about ourselves, but how we can impact not just us, but the world in general. And we're literally talking about if we can do that, think about this, guys, if we can do that, then we can move forward. We can literally move forward in everything that we do. Move forward in everything that we can do, impacting people. Now we have created a team around the world and positively impact the economy all around the world. So that's just some of the things that we have that we're thinking about. Now, as far as me being a director of wireless, we're helping people save money on their cell phone bill. I don't really get too much into it. But overall, we have a wireless department as well, and we're helping people do different things on their wireless stuff. We're looking at new technologies that's out there, different things. We're constantly on an information search and doing research to make sure that consumers, our family and friends, are getting the best possible deal that's out there. Now, I don't know about you guys, but you guys know they're selling phones, if you just pay for a direct phone, $400, $500, $600. I don't think that's accurate. I don't think it takes $400, $500, $600 to make a phone. But they're marking it up so much. But on the backside, if we can get into business and begin to help people on the wireless department and doing wireless, it's going to just make everything become better, because we're going from a wired to a wireless society. I hope I answered your question.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, you did.
Is there anybody out there else that have any other questions while we're trying to get Ms. Daphne back on the phone?
Yeah, this is Sam calling from Atlanta. Can you hear me?
Mr. Orem, how are you, sir?
Outstanding. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
As everyone has said, you're doing an outstanding job. So is Daphne. You know, what you guys have put together in terms of this blog radio forum is great. So I'm proud of both of you and happy to be on the call. But I had a quick question. I noticed that, you know, you spoke extensively about, you know, what's going on economically in terms of entrepreneurship, how you can take advantage of that. Also, Dr. Kason talked eloquently about it as well in terms of what's happening, you know, entrepreneurially around the country and around the world. But my question is, how can, you know, men and women of our community prosper through these economic times, even if they did not decide to participate from an entrepreneurial level? I know this is pretty much a business type of chat. However, you know, there may be some people or some listeners out there who they may not understand the whole entrepreneurial spirit. How can they still thrive and survive throughout these economic times?
Well, that's a good question. One of the things that they can do, again, it goes back to the beginning what we were talking about, is a plan. Even on your job, you have to put a game plan in place. We cannot just say, hey, you know what, I'm just going to work and I'm just going to be happy with work, because we never know what's going to happen. You also have to have a plan B. And I'll get into that in a second, but let me just talk about this plan. Even if you go on your job, you should have a plan of what you're going to do to impact that company positively. and from impacting that company positively, what are the steps that you're going to take to get to wherever you want to get? Now, your plan can be simply just to say, hey, I'm going to stay an extra 30 minutes late. I'm going to come an extra 30 minutes early. Or I'm going to stay over into different meetings that's open to the public or that's open to the employees or the staff or just different things such as that you can do. And that begins to show that you are willing to do what you have to do even at your job, even on your job in this tremendous bad economic climate. But even into that economic climate, not just having your eye focused just on one thing, but also having a plan B. Now, a plan B is simply could be something that's simply just something to assist in your income. For example, you may like to sell cakes. You know, you may like to bake. So you like pine. Now, this is personal, but I like pineapple upside down cakes. Hint, hint. And so if you like pineapple upside down cakes, what happens is you may also like to bake them, and other people may like them. So in this horrible economic times that we're going through, you're doing that one for your main income, but also you're supplementing it with selling a few cakes on the side, not going and get an industrial whole kitchen and all, but just in your normal everyday kitchen. You bake a few cakes, say, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sell a cake for $50, $60, $70, whatever it may be, make yourself a profit, and then you can take that extra money and relieve some of the stress that's going on because your money is just meeting your basic needs. But that extra money can assist and help you in doing some of the other things that you may want to do. You may want to go out once every week to go out and eat. Well, selling those cakes can help you go to that dinner or to that restaurant that you've always wanted to go to. I hope I answered your question, Doc.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'd like to say that a support issue is here as well that the community can do. One of the things I noticed, like on CNN about a month ago or so, they had a young couple that had decided, you know, do something that normal communities do naturally. They support businesses, okay? So consequently, you know, you have various communities within the United States. You have the Korean community here in Atlanta. I was really impressed with what they put together. And we have, various ethnic groups, Greek and, you know, various European, you know, people, when they come together, they support. Well, one thing that I think that we need to do, one of my pet peeves, is that people really need to support entrepreneurship and support companies like ours. And I would suggest that for those that really don't understand, I'd like for you to go to www.youtube. You go to YouTube, go there and pull up Media Monarch so it'll make a little bit more sense to you and support, you know, or at least investigate how is this company going to help my family, because this is what this gentleman has said. And I'm saying that one of the things I would like to get out to the world is we need to start supporting. There was this young couple on CNN, and they just decided to do an experiment. I mean, these are educated people. And 4 years ago, the wife, who's an attorney, and she has another degree, and her husband, you know, is doing some powerful things, they just decided to put all their money in Chicago into some black businesses. And they were interviewed on Fox and CNN, and they acted as though if, you know, why would you do this? I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. We all need to support each other. We've been supporting corporations that have failed for years, but the government is building them out. But more importantly, we have an opportunity here to support something that is close to our hearts, music, videos, you know, things that you're doing anyway. So I would suggest that people just go to YouTube and type in Media Monarch on the search engine so you can learn how can I support this venture that Mr. Doucette has so eloquently shared with us and the gentleman that created it.
Absolutely, yes. We definitely have that. And then also, let me give you my email address again, and then I'm going to go through some more of my talking points, and hopefully we can get the switchboard in. I'm starting to get a lot of texts, and a lot of people are trying to chime in and call in and get the information. But for whatever reason, we're having a little challenge with the switchboard, so we're trying to do that. But let me go through some of my talking points. Yes, Daphne, can you hear me?
Okay, family, if you're interested in a marble, a chocolate pong cake or a pong cake, give me a call, okay? I just made one yesterday. It was succulent delicious, all right?
I will do.
Okay, that's number 3. All right, hang up.
All right, guys, I got Miss Daphne on the line, but I'm going to three-way her, and she's having some difficulty, so if y'all would just stand by with me for a second, and then I'll three-way her in, and then we can continue the conversation. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, guys, I have Miss Daphne back, except we're just on three-way. We were just having some technical difficulties going on with the switchboard. But, Miss Daphne, you're back?
I am back, and thank you. It's a beauty I'm working with a technical professional because I've noticed that when the energy gets so high, and it just shifts things out. But we are continuing. I applaud you for continuing. And that's the beauty when we're professionals. So the guest body that stepped up, I mean the list that stepped up to the plate and everything like that, I applaud you and appreciate you greatly. So just continue your conversation. Some give out information, get additional information on media monitoring.
Yeah, okay, that's not a problem. I'll go through some of those things, but also, I don't know what it is, Daphne, you're going in and out on your phone?
Yes, I don't know what's the cause of that, because I just switched phones, so we're going to continue working on what we have here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so, all right, so the things I need to ask you. Okay, when I got kicked off, I had asked you about the role of money, and I know you missed that, and you covered some more information. So now, when I was kicked off, did you cover the aspect of lack of money?
No, I was going to go into that next.
Yes, so would you please address that for me?
Okay. Okay, guys, what Daphne is hearing, and I'm just trying to assist her because I know when things go wrong technically, sometimes it can be a hassle. But we're talking about what part money plays in our entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm just going to tell you, money plays a big part. Let me just be upfront and honest. But that's not the only part, so don't get discouraged. But money plays a part in entrepreneurship. You got to have, again, it goes back to your plan. It goes back to your plan. Whether you're working a 9-to-5 job, you have a plan. Whether you are at-home mom, you have a plan. Whether you're an entrepreneur, you have a plan. We understand that. But now going into the money aspect of it, Dr. Kayson, she was on earlier, very, very well-rounded businesswoman. But she couldn't start her business with no money. It actually cost some money to get started in entrepreneurship, regardless of what you do. I always like to use this particular story. Most people know about the bouncers, you know, where the kids get in and they jump around until they're crazy and they bounce off the walls. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Well, when I had a business in New Orleans, I had two bouncers. I think Ms. Mercadel can remember this. I had two bouncers, two air blowers, and a mat. It cost me $10,000 to get started in that business, $10,000, and it was just two jumpers. Some people say that's a lot of money. Some people say it's not a lot of money. There are network marketing companies out here that cost $500 to get in. Some cost $200. Some cost $5. Whatever it may be, you're going to have to put up some money to get started. As an entrepreneur, even if you go to get your business license, you know, to go to register your company's name and all of that, it's going to cost you maybe about $150, $200 just to get started of doing it legally. So understand, money will play a part in your business. Now, I'm not saying that's the only part, but you have to understand up front that it's going to take you some money to get started in your business. That's not the only thing, but it's going to take some money.
Finally,
yes, ma'am.
However, if you're bad enough, you will know what it takes to get the initial investment. Because when people need other things, they're more likely to find the money in which to get that. But when it comes to establishing or developing a business, everybody wants things for nothing. They don't get coaches, they don't get mentors and things like that because they think it will only happen on their effort. But if you want it bad enough, invest in yourself.
Yes, you're going to have to initially have some money to get started, but please don't get discouraged if you initially don't have the money. That goes back to your plan.
That's right.
That goes back to your plan. When we were talking about on the job and we were talking about baking a cake, and, you know, I was talking about the pineapple upside down cake,
mm-hmm.
or a good friend of mine, my brother, he makes a tremendous chocolate cake, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know, Daphne. I know, me too. I know. Mm-hmm. Gets me excited just on that. But even that costs money to do if that's just something to supplement your income.
That's right.
You're going to have to buy the eggs and the sugar and the powder and the frosting, the pineapples, the cherries, the brown sugar, or whatever else it costs to get started.
The flour is important.
Yeah, the flour, the eggs. That costs money. Now, it may not be a lot of money, but it costs money. Now, let me address this particular situation right here. Let me go a little bit farther into this. People that are living from paycheck to paycheck. I don't want nobody to raise their hand. I don't want nobody to say anything because I don't want nobody to think I'm talking specifically to them. But people that live from paycheck to paycheck, let me just tell you this. You need a plan. You need a plan to get out of the rut. You need a specific plan to get out of the rut. We have specific things that you can do to get out of your rut, but you have to be willing to do something you've never done before. You have to be willing to be disciplined to do what you're supposed to be do. If you're living from paycheck to paycheck, that's not saying you're a bad person. All that is saying you just didn't have the information to understand how these people began to develop savings accounts and checking accounts. That's all. Again, that goes back to some, and I'm going to take this from Dr. Orm, stinking thinking. You were taught wrong. It's okay. We are here to assist you to move from living from paycheck to paycheck to just get even bored.
That's right.
Once we get from even bored, then we begin to start to grow monies to where now you're beginning to have some extra at the end of the month your money's running out before the end of the month.
The other thing, you know, that I have noticed over the years, finally, why are of us in the late paycheck to paycheck is because we are approached with all these wonderful opportunities. And instead of us taking advantages of them, we start to rush in our heads and we go to Dick, Tom, Harry and Benjamin asking for their approval instead of going into prayer and asking God for clarity and taking action. So by the time we go to all these different people who have not developed themselves, they talk us out of these things and we come back ending up right where we were without taking any action. So I'm going to say stop asking people for their approval.
That's correct. Because
he creates you for magnificent things.
Right, Daphne, if you add on to this, and some of you guys have heard Mr. Orm say this, I've said this, some of the people that I work with have said this, if you listen to Jimmy on a corner who's making $50 a week, and you listen to him, be expected to receive Jimmy's check of $50 in your account.
That's right.
Because you cannot buy somebody, if you buy somebody else's opinion, you're going to buy their check. You're going to buy their income. You're going to buy the way they think. You're going to buy the, what their results are. And most of the time, their results are negative.
That's right. And you're giving them control over your future and the legacies that you are supposed to be creating.
And then...
Stanley, we 29 minutes in this episode. I just want to let you know that. And at this stage, is there anything on that you wanted to cover that you did not cover while that kicked off? That I did not ask you about?
Yeah, there's a couple things. I'll just talk through them if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, and it's going to fall through, you know, after money's going to keep going. But like you were saying, be expected to buy their results. You know, if my mentor always tell me that if you show me your five friends, I'll show you how much money you're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's some when I first heard about it, I thought that was pretty harsh because I have some tremendous, as I thought, friends. But then I realized that my friends didn't really like me that I thought were friends.
That's right.
Because as I began to succeed, I began to show them what they can do, but they were unwilling to pay the price
exactly
that I was willing to pay. So that moved me into your time. Who are you spending your time with?
That's right.
Who are you spending your time with? Who are you giving your time to? What time is out there for you to give? Time or lack of time is going to play a big part in entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to play a huge part because if you start to talking about growing your business, sustaining your business, advancing your business, it's going to take time. And you don't have time to spend with people who are negative.
That's right.
Your time is extremely valuable. The only thing that you can never get back is time.
That's right.
I can get you back from bankruptcy, divorce, you lost your car, you lost your house, you lost family members, you lost friends. I can get you all of those things back. Now, some people may be smart right there. I don't know why I heard this, but some people may be smart and say, well, if I lose, say, a father, I can't get a father back. Yes, you can, because
you can get a mentor who step up, or a community leader that step up and fill that slot.
That's
but
absolute.
When the time is gone, it's gone.
That's absolutely correct. But your time is gone. There's nothing we can do to get our time back. So we are there. We are very, very excited, Daphne, about the time that we have to spend. And I want to, you know, go move into these last 25-plus minutes that we have,
mm-hmm,
and talking about time, talking about our networking and how networking and time kind of mold into each other, how all of what we're doing today is going to positively impact the future of your particular show,
mm-hmm,
and how your particular show, how we're going to continue to help you grow that, sustain that, advance that, and move forward. See, our purpose on this show with spending time with you today is, again, I'll say it, it's not out of selfish reasons or motivations, but it's also to help you grow your show. Get a new team or a new clientele or new friends or family listening to your show, because I know you have people that do nonprofit, talk about small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You have some good friends, and I'm going to throw her name out here. I know she's probably going to beat me up, but it's okay. Like Dr. Kason, who talks about money management and investing and all of those wonderful things that we talk about, we have some incredibly powerful people on this particular call to help move your call forward. But here's the thing. Yeah.
She don't have to beat you up because you remember her to join because I need to connect with her because the whole spirit had a feel that to me.
Oh,
that's
cool.
The first time on, I had said that openly to somebody because the spirit had said to me, she has value to add to all listeners. So you just have
You affirm that?
Oh, absolutely. And here's the thing. I'm going to take something from the time, and I'm going to add a little piece of education, and then we'll move into networking.
Right.
I want you guys to think about this. Getting your results is based on education. And what I mean by that, my mentor has a tremendous educational background, and I'm not talking about by physical books or going to school with a degree. I'm not talking about that education. I'm talking about the education of life.
That's
Here's
right.
the thing. I got five things that I want you guys to write down and think about, just to meditate and think about this. You first, from an educational perspective, you need the information. You need information. Then you also need, in that information, you have to comprehend the information. Understand, I say comprehend, not by somebody else's opinion. But you have to comprehend that information. If you can't comprehend it, then everything after comprehension is null and void because you never comprehended it correctly.
Right.
So you have to have great comprehension. Then from the comprehension, you have to pray about it. You have to get revelation about it. You know, I heard some of my wonderful business partners on the line and tremendous of what they're doing. I mean, they're doing some tremendous things around the country. But if they never got a revelation from comprehension, which came from the information, they would have never stepped forward to do what they're supposed to do. After you prayed about it, you got your revelation, you understand, you're focused, you got your plan out, you're going through it. Now you have to enact your plan, activate what you're supposed to be doing. If you get the revelation and you get it and God spoke to you and you see the stars, the moon, and everything else, but you never act on it, everything else don't, it'll never happen for you. You never get what you're supposed to get. So you have to actually act upon what you're talking about. And then the last thing is having it manifest in your life. Because once you act upon it, it may not happen when you want it to happen. And I can talk 50 hours about that. But manifestation, if it's pure, and you got a pure revelation, and you've activated it properly, you will get your manifestation. But your manifestation may not be what you thought it would be. Because on this line, Daphne, think about it. We never thought we would have technical issues. I got people texting me now, say they got like 17 and 20 people waiting to talk. But the switchboard has went crazy.
Oh, my God.
So it's not about me, but it's just your time.
Right.
And if you take those five things and really sit on it and think about it, we can move forward. And then moving that into networking, guys, this is like the biggest thing for me is networking. My wife always tells me, you never met a stranger. She don't understand how I can relate to people and they become my friend. She just don't understand that. She says, Stanley, I don't understand how people in 2-3 days telling you their whole life story.
That's right.
It's
20 minutes.
Huh?
So I'll be on the street and go to the post office and I start holding conversation. And before 10 minutes, people walking back to my car with me telling life. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So inside of that, guys, networking is big. Networking is big. I don't care if you're white, black, Hispanic, Latino, Mexican, Japanese, Chinese, Asian, African, Jamaican. I don't care who you are. Everybody. You can talk to everybody and learn something from them. But here's the key. Here's the biggest key. Stop holding on the people that's supposed to be in your life for 30 days and trying to make them lifelong friends. We can't do that. We just can't do that. If you're a 30-day friend, at 30 days, show them the door. If they're a two-year friend, show them the door at 2 years. Stop making people lifelong friends. Because here's what's going to happen. Once their season is up in your life, they're going to begin to confuse everything else after their season is up.
That's right. And
because
the growth and the progress of what you're doing.
Absolutely. Because they are listen to this. They're incapable of handling you after whatever time is set. They can't handle anything after that. They're incapable of handling it. So when you talk to different friends and family and different people and they begin to shoot you negative stuff, it's okay. You just know where they're staying.
That's right.
And here's
the
other thing.
And bless them and thank them for the seed that they have planted during their period.
That's correct. And the other thing is this, guys, as your friends and your family, just because they're negative, it's okay. Hold everybody a friend and be a friend to one person at a time.
That's right.
Do not share.
That's right.
Do not share.
The thing that I point out to people, Stanley, is that each person that we all meet fits someone. I have three circles. I have the outer circle. Then I have the middle circle. Then I have the inner circle. Inner circle are people, my mentor, my coaches, my confidant, people who believe greatly in my vision and purpose. The people in the middle are working their way up to the inner circle. And the people on the outside are people whom you need to train to become inner people. And some people might never become inner people, but they can act during their time.
Correct. That's true. And then, you know, with your friends, as we're talking about holding each person as an individual, and not sharing other information what they give you, but holding each person as a friend, each person as a friend, here's one of the biggest things that I've learned. Here's one of the biggest things that I've learned. You guys can write this down too. Three different categories that I truly believe you need to have in your life. Three different categories I think you truly need to have in your life. One, you need to have a spiritual person in your life, whether it's a spiritual leader, advisor, whatever title you want to give that person, that you can pick up the phone and talk about spiritual things to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. The second thing is you have to have a best friend. Well, you can pick up the phone and tell them anything. I mean anything. Anything. Nothing is off limits with
that's
that particular friend.
And they won't judge you.
That's right. Nothing is off limits. The third thing, and then I'll go in and explain a little bit, is a what I call a business person, someone that's going to help you along. Now, when I say business person, it, you know, you may not be into business or entrepreneurship, but you may be into your job and advancing your job. But you need to have somebody that you can talk to about, that you can make the correct decisions. Now, do not try to mix these up. Most people, now they have some exceptions, but most people are incapable of being all three.
That's right.
Most people are.
It's best not to have all three in personality. It gives us a different and unique outlook on each aspect that you just mentioned here.
That's correct. That's correct. And then we get start going into the close, Daphne. The other thing I want to talk about is just giving back.
Yes. In fact, 12 minutes, so we need 3 minutes for closing music. And so you can go into that, talk about giving back, volunteerism, whatever area you cover in that, and then please deliver your closing thoughts.
Yes, and then now understand, guys, all of this goes into entrepreneurship when we're talking about growing, advancing, and sustaining. I know I gave you a whole bunch of talking points, a whole bunch of information. I understand. I would ask you to re-listen to this audio again, some of the questions, some of the responses, some of the answers that we gave. I would just ask you to re-listen to this. Have some of your friends listen to it that you think are that valuable to obtain this information, that you can share this with them. But when we're talking about giving back, one of the things that we're going to do with Media Monarch is we're going to partner up with Pediatric AIDS Foundation and some of the pediatric places around the world with, because kids are, it's not their fault that they were born with AIDS or that they have to deal with different AIDS perspectives in their life. They may not have HIV or AIDS, but if their mother or their father or both or a sister or whatever is affected by that, that also affects them.
Yes, a total family affliction, yep.
Absolutely. Then we also have one of the things I think Mr. Frazier talks about is helping somebody else along in your community.
That's right.
Finding a neighbor's friend, a neighbor's daughter, son, nephew. It may even be the adult, but
that's
help
right.
Saving a person, leading them down the right direction, the right path to move into, and begin to assist them in seeing another part. It just you may just have to just call them and talk to them and encourage them because they're going through a death or they can't handle death. Or they having suicidal thoughts, or they having, hey, your voice may be the voice that breaks that off of them, and they can move into a positive light in their community.
That's
so,
right.
Guys, make
That's
sure
right.
that we're giving back. They have so many different things that we can do to give back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to touch on this real quick. I would say mean. But males in general, from a black male perspective, and I hope I'm not offending nobody, I'm not trying to, but a black male perspective is becoming obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
The life expectancy for males, I think, is 10 years, black males are 10 years less than the national average. Guys, we got to put a stop to that. We have to go to the doctor. We have to get our checkups. We have to be smart what we're do. We got, and then us as leaders in the world, as entrepreneurs, if we're talking about advance, growing, and sustaining our business and our personal part of what we're doing, trust me, when you begin to give back to other people, when you begin to help other folks, when you begin to help other men, and I'm talking about men helping men,
mm-hmm.
Women, there's nothing against you guys. Y'all have done a tremendous job. I applaud you. But men, it's time to step up.
Yes.
The Bible talks about iron sharper than iron.
Yes.
Women, you can do a lot of things with a boy child, but you cannot make them into a man.
That's right.
Only a man can make them into a man.
That's
so
right.
We have to step up
mm-hmm.
from the male perspective
yes.
and begin to walk in that thing.
Begin to
talk to these gentlemen and to these young guys that's out here. The only reason they're acting the way they're acting is because they don't have a father in their life to show them the right way to walk in or to talk to. They don't have a big brother. Only
right.
thing they see is the bling and selling drugs and dope. Now, I'm not saying everybody do this. I'm
that's
just
right.
saying those few that do, we have to help them move beyond and show them that there's a better way. Show them that the system can work for you. Show them that there are good brothers and sisters out here that believe in God, that love their wife, that love their kids, that love their family, that love the community, that want to help them and don't want anything back in return.
That's right. And I want to piggyback on what you just mentioned. There are thousands of men who are not stepping up to the plate. They are still so set up, but because of the mispresence of all those others, the burden on them has become tedious.
That's right. That's right.
Others step up. Step up and do your part. And I want you for taking time to say that this morning, because that's a message that needs to reach out globally.
That's right.
Globally. And you have, could you touch on network, no, giving back? You said you just stepped on that, so could you just go into your closing thoughts, please? And I'm telling you, Paul, we got to have you back.
Well, thank you. You know, that's, it's an honor and a privilege to work with you. I really, really, as humble as I can be, thank you so, so very much about allowing me this opportunity to be on the conference with you, to be on your radio show. It's a tremendous honor for me, for our business in general, for all of my business partners, my friends, my family that got on, my wife, mom and dad, everybody that had the opportunity to get on, even my wonderful mother-in-law, even though I don't like to use that word, in-law, that's another show for another time, but even all of my sisters and brothers that got online, cousins, just everybody, I thank you guys for your support. I feel your prayers. I feel your presence. I love you guys tremendously. But I want to close and get into to make sure that when we're talking about you being an entrepreneur, you can do it. You can grow your business. You can advance your business. You can sustain it. Even in this terrible economic climate, you can definitely do that. You have the ability inside of you that can do anything. Eyes have not seen nor have an ear heard. I'm telling you, there are so many tremendous things that you can do to grow your business, to help out different people, to give back. Networking is definitely a great thing for entrepreneurs. But remember, guys, on top of all of that, you have the ability to change the world. One single thought that comes into your mind, you can actually change the world. For example, there was a thought, one thought came into Bill Gates' mind. He has changed the world forever. One thought came into the founders of Home Depot mind. It has changed the world forever. One thought has come into my CEO's mind, and it's going to change the world forever. Guys, I am telling you right now, today, mark my words, you have the ability to change the world. Only thing you have to do is step out and believe in yourself, and all things are possible. All things are possible. So, Madam Daphne, all the way from Jamaica, just so happened you landed in Connecticut. Thank you so much for having me, all of my friends and family that had the opportunity to get on the line today. I'm sorry, again, that the switchboard wasn't working, and to all of the people that had questions and wanted to ask questions, I'm going to give you my contact information again. My email address is Stanley, D as in David, 02. I'm sorry, Stanley D at MediaMonarch.com. Again, that's Stanley D at MediaMonarch.com. And that's MediaMonarch, Stanley, D as in David, at MediaMonarch.com. And my office number is 800-865-6350, 800-865-6350. If you are looking for a wonderful opportunity, if you're looking to start some business and you don't know where to start, please give me a call or email me, and let's converse and see what we can come up with, and let's see if we can move you forward into the things that you want to do. And with that being said, Daphne, I love you. I appreciate you. And
you still have you still have 3 minutes. I got kicked off of the conference call, so I'm actually calling in as a guest.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we have to figure out how to utilize this thing. So you have 3 minutes, and I want to give you 3 more minutes to just
Say something.
Okay. I can say something in three more minutes. Guys, just remember giving back is very, very important. Just remember giving back is so, so very, very important. Again, thank all of my family friends that got on the call today. Daphne, again, I'm thanking you again. But more importantly, guys, just remember, you can do it. Through everything,
right.
You
thank
can do
you
it.
Thank you so much, Stanley, and thank all the callers. And I pray that this will not be your first time on the A New Day show. I want you to go on www.blogtalkradio.com/Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, hyphen Clark with an E, hyphen Hudson. And just give me your comments there. Listen to the show. Mark it as favorite. This way you will be kept informed as to the guests that I have on each week. I thank each and every one of you in the chat room and on the switchboard. I apologize that because of technical difficulties, you did not get to speak, but I look forward to having you again. And as I always say, remember that you do not have to settle for mediocrity because you have the ability to create excellence. I want you to stay blessed, and I want you to follow your destiny, knowing that God created you for wonderful, wonderful things. This is Dynamic Daphne, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, saying it was a great pleasure to spend time with you, and to Mr. Doucette for coming on and being so generous with your time. Sir, I want to thank you for that and for so eloquently depositing and adding value, not only to myself, but to my listeners across the globe. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. And may God continue to bless you, and may you continue to doing his work and to fulfill your purpose that you were brought here for. And again, I don't know, just so much thank you, thank you, thank you, and appreciate you.
Daphne, can I close with this?
I beg your pardon?
Mimi, can I close with something?
Yes.
Guys, like I always said, sometimes I close with this, but I definitely wanted to close with this today. And I want you guys to remember this quote. How many people's blessings are attached to you? If you fail, then how many people behind you will fail? Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. And that's just an affirmation to say, don't you go to the graveyard and add to all the valuables that are buried there. This is enough to tell you that you need to walk into your true calling and purpose. Go out there, follow your destiny. This is the Queen of the Empowered saying, of the Empowered Soul saying, so long, stay blessed, and keep focused. I love each and every one of you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.